Oh, man, well, thank you very much indeed for that reading. Now, I was wondering, who's got a birthday coming up soon? Anyone got a birthday this month? Anyone got a birthday in January? No? What about February? Who's got a birthday in February? You've got a birthday in February. How excited are you? You're getting very excited, I can see, aren't you? Anybody else got a February birthday? March? March, are you getting excited too, Mark? You are. Okay, so we've got some people getting excited about birthdays which are coming up. Now, who's getting excited about Christmas? You're getting excited about Christmas. You're getting excited about Christmas. Do you know how many days it is until Christmas? Anybody work today?
Too many.
Do you think? Too many? Well, according to my dead reckoning, 329 days. So if you're excited now, I shudder to think what you're going to be like on Christmas Eve. It's going to be fever pitch, isn't it? And what about New Year? We've already... Talk about planning. We've already got our party planned for New Year. You getting excited about New Year? Lottie's getting excited about New Year. But the New Year, if Christmas is 329 days away, New Year must be 334 days away, mustn't it? If my maths works. But actually, I'm not interested in who's getting excited about New Year 2017. I want to know who's getting excited about New Year 2080. Hands up. 2080. No one? No one excited about the New Year 2080? Why ever not? Why ever not? It's only 64 years away. And that's how long Anna had been in the temple, getting excited about seeing Jesus. Our reading tells us that she'd been married for 7 years, and she had been widowed since then, and she was now 84. And the scholars think that she probably would have got married round about the age of 12 or 13. And so she had been in the temple, fasting, praying, waiting, getting excited to see Jesus for 64 years. So I think we should all start getting excited about New Year 2018 now. Okay? Can we make that a New Year's resolution? We're going to get excited about New Year's 2018. I think that's a good one. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. And Simeon had been waiting too. We're not told how long he'd been waiting, but our reading tells us that this was the most important thing that he was waiting for. I don't know, can we have that verse up again, Jane? Simeon gives thanks. A little bit further in.
Back one,
I think. No, that's not what I'm after.
Keep going.
Here we are. That's what Simeon says, verse 29. Now, Lord, you have kept your promise. God had promised Simeon that he would see the salvation of Israel before he died. And what Simeon's saying there is, I've now seen this salvation in the form of Jesus, and I'm happy now. So he says, Lord, let your servant go in peace. He says, I've seen Jesus, I'm happy now, I can die peacefully. That's how important it was for Simeon to see Jesus. Now, year six, were you paying attention when you were putting these together? Are you confident? No, there's no hesitation. We've got lots of good nodding going on here. Okay, so what does the orange represent? Go on then. The orange represents the world, doesn't it? God's amazing world. And isn't it an amazing place? Scientists reckon that creation started 4.6 billion years ago. That's an awful long time. I don't think I could maintain excitement for that long. But it's pretty amazing. And do you know that 4.6 billion years later, the universe in which we live is still growing. It's still getting bigger. God's creation is still at work. Okay, you say that's out in space. What about down here? Well, down here there are pretty amazing things happening too. Because we're still finding new species of animals and of plants. Well, I think that's extraordinary. I mean, man appeared on Earth about 200,000 years ago. Now, that's interesting, actually, because if you take 4.6 billion years and then take 200,000 years as a part of it, and if you rolled all of that lot into a day, it would mean that man appeared about 3.7 seconds before midnight at the end of the day. That's how little we've been around. Steve, I know, is a mathematician. He's not looking convinced by my mathematics, but I did use my slide rule this morning. But we're still finding new things. It was only a few years ago that scientists discovered that there is a very rare orchid that grows underground. It never actually pokes its head up above the earth, which is why people have never found it, I suppose. But they found that relatively recently. They've also found recently new species of sort of shrimp-like things that live in the bottom of the ocean, feeding on stuff that comes out of volcanic chimneys. The water's so hot down there that you or I would sort of frazzle up immediately, be boiled alive. And yet these shrimps can survive down there. And the other one, which is a personal favourite of mine, I don't think it was discovered that recently, but I absolutely love it. Has anybody heard of a pancake tortoise? Is that? So there's one in Costa Zoo. There you are. I'm going to have to go to Costa Zoo. Who wants to go to Costa Zoo? Okay. I've never seen a pancake tortoise live, but they're extraordinary because they've developed, instead of having a sort of a domed carapace like most normal tortoises, they're flat so that they can scuttle under rocks and things like that in the face of danger. And I just think that a God who takes so much trouble to put so many amazing, amazing things in this amazing orange world that he created for us, I just think that's truly, truly awesome. So, yes, that's the world. What about the candle on top? I haven't lit it yet. What does that represent? Year six? Come on, year six. I was assured that you knew. Year six. What's the candle represent? Yeah? The light of the world. And who is the light of the world? Jesus is the light of the world. And we actually see that in our reading today. Simeon refers to Jesus as the light. I've lost my place completely in my notes here. The light which would reveal God's will to the Gentiles and bring glory to the people of Israel. The light of the world. And we need light, don't we? I mean, it's okay today because it's a nice bright day and we've got lights on in here. But actually, the world, I find, is quite confusing, isn't it? It's quite sort of dark and there's an awful lot of things going on which I don't really understand. And I imagine you guys feel the same. And so actually, a little bit of light in there is kind of helpful, isn't it? A little bit of God's light. To banish the darkness, to banish the nasty things, and to help us to see the way we should go. And that's really what Jesus is. He is the way. We need to follow him. We need that light to shine at our feet so that we don't stumble and fall. And what about, it's not actually a ribbon, this is sticky tape, which is brilliant because it means we then don't have to stick pins into our oranges, which is what we normally end up doing. But what does the ribbon around the middle of our orange, I can't say that, our orange, what does that represent? We've got some shoulder shrugging going on. You were obviously paying attention, weren't you? Are you top of your class normally? Mum's nodding. Okay, so what does the ribbon round the middle represent? Blood. Whose blood? The blood of Jesus, okay? That is Jesus' blood shed on the cross for us. Okay? That is God's salvation. God's salvation. Jesus, God, knew that we needed to be saved. He knew that we did things wrong, that we weren't living according to his rules, and we needed somehow to be brought back to him. And so Jesus, the light of the world, was God's plan to bring us back. And Jesus gave up so much. He came from heaven, where he sat at God's right hand. Heaven's a pretty amazing place if you read about it in the Bible. And yet he gave that up. So he went from incredible splendour to a lowly stable to be born. He lived an itinerant life, a homeless life, and then he died on a cross for us, shedding his blood, represented by the ribbon around our Christingle. That's how much God wants to know us, how much God wants to be in relationship with us, that he gave his only son to die for us. And if someone loves us that much, what are we going to do about it? It kind of begs a response, doesn't it? We need to decide what we're going to do with that information. It says in the Bible, greater love has no man than he lay down his life for his friend. And that's what Jesus did for us. There is no greater love than what Jesus did for us, what is represented by the ribbon around our Christingle today. And what about the cocktail sticks with these on? What have we got on there? The four seasons, and what else? Did I see a hand over in this corner, or are we still shrugging our shoulders? What about the four Sweet. Cocktail sticks? We've got the four seasons, and what about the things that are on the four seasons? The fruits of the seasons. That's God's provision for us. Now, I went out into our garden this morning, because we've got an oak tree out there. I wanted to see if I could find an acorn, but I couldn't. But an acorn is pretty amazing, because from that tiny little thing, you get an oak tree. They say an oak tree grows for 100 years, lives for 100 years, and dies for 100 years. But they actually go on a lot longer. And I was amazed the other day, fascinating program about them. I won't go into it now, but they're amazing, amazing trees. And all of that packed into one little sort of nut. And think about creation. The scientists say, the world started with Big Bang. Okay, so it did. And they say that Big Bang started with something that big. And yet 4.6 million years later, the explosion that happened out of something that big is still rippling out through space. And scientists say, it was Big Bang, so we know there wasn't God. Hang on a minute. Who put all of this into something that big and then pressed the button which made it go bang? Logical to me. It's God. Scientists can't explain that. So, we've got this amazing world. We've got Jesus, represented by the candle, who provides a light to us, showing us how to live in this world. We've got the ribbon around the middle of it, representing his blood, demonstrating his love for us, how important it is to him to be in relationship with us. We've got the four cocktail sticks representing the seasons, and on it yummy edible things. God's provision for us. And that is a Christingle. And as we have our Christingles in a minute, we hand them out, we light the candles and hand them out, let's remember that there are people less fortunate than us. There are people who don't know this story. There are people who don't have the light to light their way. Who don't know of God's salvation, of God's love for them. There are people who don't have the yummy things to eat that we have. So as we get our Christingles, let's remember them as well. But let's remember what God has done for us as represented in the Christingle.